The Alaska Marine Highway System plans to start sailing the fast ferry Fairweather into Angoon by the end of the decade, Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
The Fairweather sails within sight of Angoon as it passes Admiralty Island on its route connecting Juneau and Sitka. But it can't stop because it doesn't fit Angoon's ferry dock. Marine Highway General Manager John Falvey says he has the $7.2 million needed to modify the terminal, and he's told design staff it's his top priority.
What we're doing now is we are commencing the environmental and the right-of-way and the design work, which will move us towards a contract award. And we would hope that potentially we could have the Angoon terminal able to accommodate both the Lakani, which it can now, and a fast vehicle ferry by the winter of 2010.
That's when the Lakani will be sidelined several months for major repairs. The small ferry is the only Southeast ship able to dock at the terminal. Marine Highway Operations Manager Chuck Van Kirk says the schedule is being discussed. He says not all sailings will dock in Angoon.
What we're looking at is, and we haven't completely explored it, but we're looking at the fast ferry stopping at Angoon on the way to Sitka and possibly on the way back on the next trip through, so we would be giving them directional travel that way.
The Lakati used to sail 24 hours a day, connecting Juneau, Hoona, Tenneke, Angoon, and Sitka, but it changed to daytime-only sailings and dropped the Sitka connection. Angoon leader Maxine Thompson says her community needs to reconnect to a culturally sensitive funeral home and healthcare services in Sitka.
Right now we have elders, and if their health isn't such that they have to travel to Juneau, it just lengthens getting to the medical attention they need. So having a Fairweather come to Angoon is really important. Because of being put on a day boat status, that link to Sitka has been cut off.
State officials are also pursuing plans for an Angoon airport, but that's expected to take far longer and much more money than the ferry terminal modifications. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Prince Rupert.